Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and through Sharing Change, MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits supporting worthy causes right here in our community. MTE and Sharing Change, sharingchange.org. We're going to head to the state capitol, and coming to us from the office broom closet there is Representative Mike Sparks.
Hey, Brian, can you hear me okay?
I can. That broom closet's got good acoustics.
Good acoustics. No, I got you on speaker. I've got my lovely intern, Tiffany, that you know, former producer at WGNS and also with WKRN News Channel 2.
I don't remember Tiffany. Tiffany.
You don't remember Tiffany, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I think yeah. I'm just kidding.
I don't think she knows how to make coffee yet.
Well, you know, is that what your interns do? Is that it?
No, I mean, I've really never had an intern even make coffee, you know. No, she's learning a whole lot. She taught her a little bit about history. You know, it's February Black History Month, so I told her a little bit about Samson Keeble, first black lawmaker in Tennessee, came out of Rutherford County, came out of Old Jefferson. Very few people know that story. He was a Republican, just saying. So we were up there and talking about that. And, you know, so much history up here, you know, at the Capitol. I mean, I'm looking out my window at a municipal auditorium, you know, thinking of the old concerts I used to see as a young teenager back in the day. A lot of history in this area. But, you know, it's been a little bit busy week. Today is our filing deadline. So, you know, we've adjusted it from 15 bills to 12 bills, which makes everyone scramble for legislative slots. In fact, MTSU was calling yesterday for peace legislation, and we were able to fit it in. And former Senator Bill Kitchen was up here today, I think working on a piece of legislation that for MTSU, they may not want me to announce what it's about. It sounds very interesting. Maybe we could talk about that next show.
Okay.
How's it going? How's things going for you?
It going well. Busy as ever, of course. So when you say 12 bills from 15, does that mean each House member can have 12 bills now and not 15? And is that what you...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. You know, 15 bills may sound like a lot, but I mean, I'm carrying one for, got something with the school board, have another one with Mayor Cole out of Laverne, have another piece of legislation, I believe, with, I think one on mental health, one on... for our county, which, you know, I just requested a task force study, look at the growth that we're facing, how we're going to educate children when we're busting at the seams. I think we have to have new ideas and just not keep doing the same old thing we've always done. You know, Einstein said that was the definition of insanity. And our county, and I know we've got county commissioners listening, school members listening, maybe Mayor Joe Carr listening, you know, feel for those guys and gals with trying to solve the problems today. And, you know, the next projected high school, like you've heard me say, is $180 million. And I was saying it was unsustainable, and it was $95 million just four or five short years ago. So hopefully the task force study, and the speaker said he'd help me with that. The other task force study is looking at the challenges we're seeing in mental health, which I spoke on the House floor yesterday about it. I think it's at an all-time high, Brian. I think we're facing a crisis across our state, really across the nation. You know, we've got one lawmaker, his dad committed suicide, Bob Freeman, and then another lawmaker, Justin Pearson's brother, committed suicide. You know, there's a lot of grief out there in the world. You know, you're seeing a lot of problems. I mean, the recent school shooting, you know, I said on the floor yesterday, I just don't want to see that come to any county, let alone Rutherford County. But the way the trend is running, you know, it's just a matter of days or weeks or months before we have another tragic event like we had at Antioch.
Isn't there also some legislation that would require, you know, like the Antioch incident, instead of going back to school in a few days, like a 30-day no school or something like that?
I haven't heard of legislation. Okay. You know, there's a scurry of legislation being filed now. See, we're, I think it's William Lambert and a senator. I forgot which senator it is. Maybe Tiffany remembers. That's discussing illegal immigrant children. You know, that you know, are we having to, you know, educate them in schools, which is obviously going to be challenged, the constitutionality of it. But I haven't heard anything, but, you know, I was commenting to somebody the other day that, can you imagine the children that witnessed that trauma, that heard that gunshot, that just went to that school, that has to go back in that cafeteria? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the challenges, you know, are so unique today. I mean, I met with Dr. Sullivan and Dr. K. Martin, both awesome people, Butch Vaughn and Francis Rosales and Sarah Murphy and Ella Britt with Volunteer Behavioral Health, and some therapists just at the school board central office the day before that shooting in Antioch. So we know we have a problem, and I just don't think the General Assembly is really the way to solve the problems. We can help and tweak a few things, but one, we've got to have the discussion. That's what gets me upset up here, because, you know, like I mentioned on the floor, you know, where's Phil Williams? I mean, is Phil Williams going to cover Safe Tennessee app? I mean, where's NPR? You know, NPR, they're not covering these issues. They'll cover, you know, 20 students or somebody paid to come up here and protest, but are they really helping us solve the problems that we're seeing today? And the media is a big part of that. That's why I'm so excited about Tiffany being up here, you know, MTSU journalism student who's going to help get the message out to be a healer and not someone that's just causing chaos and dysfunction in society. And many times, I hate to get on a tirade about the media, but telling you what I've witnessed, you know, and that's what WGNS is known as, a good neighbor station, is because you help your neighbors. I mean, you're a conduit for positive change. And it's just really alarming what we're seeing in young people today.
Well, part of that, I only had 11 text messages from you just a minute ago, but about the Safe Tennessee app, Safe TN. You want to talk? You just alluded to it, so I just downloaded it myself. It looks like it's got the suicide hotlines and mental health and substance abuse hotlines and all kinds of information there. So what else can you do with that app?
Well, the Safe 10, if parents want to go to their students, just encourage your students, your grandkids, your church members. It's Safe 10, and it's in the app store. And if someone sees a threat, they hear a threat, is you can send that to Homeland Security. I mean, if you've seen the threat on Facebook or Instagram, you can take a picture of it and send it to Homeland Security. Homeland Security was in my office this week. They were very gracious to come by. It was Greg Mays, Deputy Commissioner, Office of Homeland Security. Last year, we passed legislation where each county has a Homeland Security agent that can help deal with potential threats and hopefully reach these things before they escalate into a problem. But I mean, I'm not really seeing it in the media that much. I mean, you could Google search, and maybe there's a WKRN news story from last year, maybe the press release from the governor last year. But to me, it's all hands on deck. Everybody should know about the SafeTN app. Homeland Security, if any school board members are listening, any county commissioners, Greg Mays is willing to come visit our community. His office is 615-532-7825. Maybe Craig Harris or Pettis Reed could have him come in and speak to the Public Safety Committee. Maybe Butch Vaughn could have him come in. Butch Campbell could have him come in and speak to the Murfreesboro City School. But it should be all hands on deck. This shouldn't be something that people don't know about. We need to be yelling this from the top of the state capitol up here.
So maybe Homeland Security person for Rutherford County would be a good guest in the future.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's willing. He couldn't come on WGNS with me Sunday night or today, but he says he promised he would come to the county and come on, you know, my show Sunday night, 5 o'clock, or come up with you or Scott or Bart in any time. You know, it's just they're busy up here right now with meeting with lawmakers. But what really concerns me, and this is what parents and grandparents need to know about, you know, the Antioch school shooting, you know, I think I shared with you I think it was you I talked to the other day, that somehow my name gets involved about the juvenile justice legislation I had. You know, I had a legislation when the students were arrested at I believe it was Hopgood School, which cost the taxpayers, I think it was an $11 million lawsuit or $6 million, but either way, Rough County taxpayers had to pay for that. We should all be concerned about juvenile justice and you know, civil rights in general. But a father, his son, shared a Facebook post, a little 12-year-old. They deemed it being threatened. FBI showed up at his house and arrested the young man. Well, the father couldn't talk, couldn't even reach his son for 24 hours. And, you know, we're going to start seeing more kids get arrested. Now, the father claims it was an innocent Facebook share, but this is what students need to know. Get on the Save TN app and share that. Don't share it on Facebook. Share it on the Save TN app or call the principal, call the SRO, call law enforcement. Don't share these Facebook posts that could, or any post that could be deemed a threat. And that young man is suspended for a year. Well, the taxpayers are going to have to pay for that. And we're not going to have the room at our alternative schools across the state to absorb these students who are eventually going to get suspended. And some may be totally guilty and some may be just totally innocent. Remember, Scott, remember, Brian, these are 12-year-old kids. 12-year-old right. kids, you know.
Yeah. I mean, kids are having to make such big decisions and, you know, I thought when my kids were in school that what I dealt with in high school, they were dealing with in middle school. And I think it's progressively gotten harder and harder at a younger age. So, I mean, there's just so much pressure on teenagers.
There is. You know, I sent the, I guess I can share this on the, on WGNS. I seen a poster up. Here's a small, you know, little 8.5 by 11 poster by the elevator, and it's talked about the suicide discussion. It was two Democrats. It was Bob Freeman, who lost his father, you know, just 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and then Heidi Campbell up here. And I text the speaker. I hope I don't get in trouble sharing this. I text him the picture. I said, man, you ought to show up at this and surprise everybody. He said, okay, Mike, if I can make it happen, you know, he's just so busy right now. But this isn't a Republican issue or a Democrat issue. And, you know, it's just, it breaks my heart where things are going in this country. And sadly, we probably won't even have a minister. No preacher is probably going to even talk about these issues in their Sunday morning sermon. Now, you don't talk about Hebrews or talk about 1 John. They'll talk about, you know, Matthew, but talk about stuff that's real world, that's impacting our families, that's impacting the taxpayers, it's impacting law enforcement and educators. It's all hands on deck.
Well, I know it's a busy time there at the state capitol, and I appreciate you spending a little time updating us on what's going on up there.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Maybe I think Tiffany's going to write a story to get to y'all on the Safe Tennessee app, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, man. Thank you.
We'll see
you. That is State Representative Mike Sparks joining us from Capitol Hill. And, friends, that's going to do it for our show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. And don't forget, you can check the podcast. We've got the full show audio the full show video and this last talk segment that will be posted on our podcast. It'll be up shortly. WGNSradio.com under podcast and Rutherford Issues.